agora ele vai mudar. O Mirassol não vai fazer só temporal, vai ser.
Students at a class in São Paulo's historic Japanese neighborhood, Liberdade, practice Japanese conversation. Some have never been to the land of their ancestors, who migrated to Brazil in the 20th century, but others, like Claudio Kabayashi, have. Until last year, the 53-year-old worked in a Japanese factory. He lost his job during the global economic crisis. He says coming back home to Brazil was not what he expected. He says it has been difficult, and he has not been able to get a job in Brazil. He is taking Japanese language courses in hopes of returning to Japan. Kabayashi is not alone, says Masato Ninomiya, president of SIACHI, an organization that supports Brazilian workers abroad. He says despite Japan's economic slump, many factory workers still see more opportunities there.
So there are many people waiting for the recovery of Japanese economy to go back there. People who stayed very long time in Japan, they have some difficulties in adapting themselves again in Brazil.
Ninomiya says salaries in Japanese factories are as much as 4 times higher than what workers can earn here. Many of those who return to Brazil say they cannot wait until the Japanese economy improves, says Helena Sanada, a counselor at SIACHI. She says she has met return workers who are so eager to go back to Japan that they are willing to return without any guarantee of a new job, even if that means they end up homeless there. She says many of them say that society is better in Japan than here in Brazil. She says they feel they would be better off living on the streets of Japan than on the streets here. Sanada says some of the return workers suffer from depression and contemplate suicide. SIACHI offers them counseling and helps them find new jobs. SIACHI president Masato Ninomiya says the children of these workers also suffer from this cross-migration. He says by moving back and forth between countries, many kids never attend school or receive an education.
They become adult and they are not educated in any language.